Greetings on this beautiful day of Allah, on this day of light and peace and love and radiance of Allah. And may our hearts be open to receive the most beautiful qualities of the Source. And we send our blessings and our prayers for goodness to shower upon our beloved Muhammad, the blessed Fatima, the great Khadija, the beautiful Aisha, upon all the wives, upon the sons and daughters, upon the parents, upon the community, the blessed community of the early, of the Ahlul Bayt and of the early Ashab, the companions of the Prophet, all who suffered and struggled by his side, and upon all his inheritors and followers and lovers throughout time, and upon all the mothers of the faithful, the messengers, prophets, and all the beautiful community of humanity, and may humanity be blessed. So we will, inshallah, open today to an inspiring ayat of Quran, and allow it to open our hearts, allow its light to reveal our hearts. So this is a powerful one. We take refuge in Allah from the principle of negativity and Allah's living and boundless mercy and love. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah alone creates you moment by moment, including whatever you think and whatever you do. And then the one right following, not a single leaf falls without Allah's knowledge, permission, and empowerment. MashaAllah. And let's contemplate the first. Allah creates you moment by moment, including whatever you think and whatever you do. This is radical tawheed, radical unity, that we don't look to other sources, we don't look to independent creation, to things happening on their own, or things happening because of certain energetic forces. The ultimate cause and source of all is one, is the one living reality, calling itself by countless beautiful names. And Allah is revealed in the Holy Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his community. So this single ayat of Quran could change our lives totally. One ayat. We don't need even to read the entire Quran. If we read that, it will be as though we read the entire Quran. If we can truly know that and understand that, be in touch with that. So, the Quran teaches on many different levels, and some of the levels are more on the social, how we should act, and within a community of humanity. And it teaches us also about certain communities of the past to give us lessons for ourselves. And but beneath every exterior level, it says there are 27 levels of Quran, according to Sheikh Musafir. So there are 26 others. But this ayat is immediately, overtly mystical. In other words, what does that mean? That means it addresses the deepest layers of reality and reveals them to us, because which otherwise would stay hidden. So we could imagine a reality that remains completely hidden and keeps us hidden to ourselves, that we might never know. And this actually happens, you know. A good part of our own life is lived certainly in our past, and even sometimes in our present, where we're just not in this level, we're not in that state, we don't think about that. And a good part of humanity lives that way. But the intention of the one reality, the living, merciful reality, is to reveal itself and to reveal ourselves to ourselves as that one. So revelation is part of our path, to be unveiled. I was a hidden treasure and I longed to be known. Or if we put it in the present, I am a hidden treasure and I long to be known. So the path is the path of unveiling, the path of knowing, the path of disclosure and opening. So if we truly contemplate that every moment, then every moment becomes alive. If we really see that Allah creates us moment by moment, and one moment is never like the next. You know, that's another teaching of Quran. Allah never repeats. There's nothing that is exactly the same. It just looks the same. And this is one of the Sheikh Al-Akbar's own teachings, is that it just looks the same. So we think that reality is a continuum, that just the world is coasting after the Big Bang, then everything is just going into entropy and coasting. Not at all. It is constantly. There is constantly what we might call that grand revelation or that Big Bang. It's a continuous process, not just a singular event. So it's always going on. But from the depths of hiddenness, from the depths of the heart of the One, is coming forth this bursting of explosion of love and desire. And if our hearts are open, we will feel that, and we will respond to that, and we will heed that call. And you know, not even, we could say, intentionally, because it's beyond our own intention. It's part of Allah's own love to call us back. We have our part in that, of course, though, with our own consciousness, as we've been given consciousness, but that too is created by Allah. I mean, all of the teachings could go back to this teaching, all of the charity. So if Allah is creating, what do we own? You know, what is really ours? What are we giving away? What are we holding for ourselves? In fact, the teaching, and Anna has shared with me also little beautiful hadiths that, and you know, we know them also from other sources, but whatever we give away is truly ours. That becomes, it only becomes ours by giving it. Isn't that fascinating? That's a reverse of the instinctive tendency to hold on to and to possess. So this is part of the paradox of life. But to recognize that Allah's creation is continuously happening in ourselves. What a beautiful feeling that is. If we actually can feel that right now, in this moment, in this Jummah, in this day, in this universe, but to come to this singular point of feeling Allah creating us moment by moment, how extraordinary, how intoxicating. So every breath, and even it's closer even than every breath. It's faster than that. That's the waqt. The waqt, which is said to be the smallest, tiniest increment of time, of divine creation. So moment by moment, this is the moment. We are rising fresh from the source and returning into the source. So this is everything that the prophets have come to say, which is return, you know, turn to your Lord. It's happening anyway on a very essential level. But because of who we are, because we have been created as this crown with a consciousness, a divine consciousness, it must happen also consciously and intentionally, because we have been given will. We've been given all the beautiful names of Allah. Allah has shared them with us. So we must use them. And therefore, therefore we are made to err. We are made to wander. We are made to forget. We are made to make mistakes. All this is, you might say, programmed into our nature. And then we are also made to hear the call, and we are made to regret, we are made to repent, and to return, and to say astaghfirullah, and to recognize, and to be conscious. all of this is there. So alhamdulillah. Including whatever you think. So this is even more surprising. It's another level. So we can say, okay, Allah's creating us, but my thoughts, so that must be my own. So that's very surprising, that Allah is creating even our thoughts, even what we would call our heedless thoughts, our foolish thoughts, is part of Allah's creativity. How amazing. So we will look at them in a different way. You know, again, everything becomes changed. It like, you know, there's a dark shape, which you might say, unrevealed humanity. And then when the light beam goes through this dark shape and it becomes a beautiful prism or a beautiful lamp of light, mashallah. So even our thoughts can become that, a facet of the divine when we know, which is, and knowing is light. Light is really knowing. Light is seeing, light is knowledge. So whatever we think. And that will help us change our thoughts also. When we know they come from the source, our thoughts will become more centered and more focused and more calm and quiet. And whatever you do, so our actions. So this is why it's very interesting. The Hazrat Ali, radiallahu anhu, and may his countenance be beautified by Allah, would say, when he would do something that he felt was not worthy of him, you know, he would say, oh Allah, you know, you've made this come through me. He knew where it came from, but he said, because of some error on my own, it would never just be blithely placed at Allah's door. No, he would take also responsibility for it, and he would say, for maybe something else I've done. And this is why, you know, it is said that Adam was blessed, because Adam took the responsibility and regretted his action. And Eve regretted her action. Whereas the rebel blamed it all on God, you know, and said, you made me do that. He saw the predestiny, but he did not have whatever inherent nature it was of assuming that role of servanthood and of assuming responsibility and regretting and turning to Allah, which Allah loves. So he was not fulfilling that part that Allah loves. So, alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, may this be a great teaching for us, and may we carry this in our day and every day, and may it keep returning. That we, all of a sudden, we will stop in the middle of our stream of activity or thinking, and we will remember, Allah is creating me moment by moment, and whatever I think and whatever I do. Alhamdulillah. And therefore, everyone else too. And that also makes us much more tolerant of others. Much more generous in our understanding of others when we realize, well, you know, this is Allah's doing. And, you know, so instead of blaming, so if someone does something, or whether intentionally or sometimes unintentionally, even if someone does something, we can get so upset, you know, and we want to blame that person immediately, we should recall that and say, no, it's from Allah. This is from Allah. And again, but it's not given to harass me, to distress, it's as a teaching and as a guidance and as a mercy. Alhamdulillah. So then let's consult the Bahá'í frequency from the 101 diamonds. As long as you invoke only me, Muhammad the Messenger, may divine peace be upon him, reported these words directly from Allah Most High. O children of Adam, as long as you invoke only me, pray only to me, and place all your hope only in me, I will forgive you whatever you have done, and I will not consider it any further. O children of Adam, even if your errors reached as high as the clouds in the sky, and yet you asked for my forgiveness, I would forgive you. O children of Adam, if you came to me with as many sins as the earth could hold, and yet would meet me without recognizing any other source of power, I would meet you with an equal amount of forgiveness. This hadith comes from the transmission of the noble companion Anas ibn Malik. May Allah be pleased with him. It's hadith number 28 in the 101 diamonds. So this is a perfect continuation of the Quranic ayah we read, Quranic verse. Again, turning us completely to Allah. This is so much the path. This is the path itself, you might say, in a nutshell, that simply we turn to Allah for everything. If there's one teaching we could pick and say, what is the essence of the path? We get, well, la ilaha illallah. I've said that, you know, many times, is the essence of Islam. And Effendi said, you know, it's the essence of all the holy books, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Adam Safiullah, and on all of them. But, you know, what does that mean? Well, this is la ilaha illallah, what we just read. When we recognize that, because we can't, don't just say it, we can say it with our tongue, and then there are seven other levels we can affirm that with. So this is in our consciousness, if we know Allah alone is, Allah is our source, Allah is our refuge, Allah is our guide, our protector, our mother, our father, our goal, our beloved, our longing, then we will only invoke Allah, we will pray only to Allah, because who else is there to pray to? We will place all our hope only in Allah, because no one else has power and to heal us and to please us and to help us as Allah. And Allah responds to that, that I will forgive you everything. Everything. So it doesn't matter. It's a very different emphasis on the path. Do you realize that? That a lot of the religions are about, you know, doing right, doing wrong, and you do wrong and then you gather sin and then you are sinful and you are impure and you are all these things. And then humanity can feel worse and worse about themselves, you know, and be further and feel further and further away from Allah, and because, you know, Allah seems more and more forbidding. But this is the opposite, the way of the Prophet, and this is why I love him so much. He is the opening of absolute mercy. And this is what is brought. I will forgive you whatever you have done. And I will not consider it any further. It becomes unimportant. It's not in a book anymore. It's not in a record. It's not traces in our subtle body even. It's gone. Completely erased, and Allah will create us anew every moment, fresh. Alhamdulillah. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, and Sadaqallahu Rasulullah, and truthful are all the mothers and the fathers of humanity, and Alhamdulillah, through our time into our day, and inshallah, may we be truthful with them, may we be counted among the truthful ones. Amen. Oh.